The processional hymn 471, Rejoice in God's Saints. Welcome, everybody, to the Church of the Ascension as we observe the Festival of All Saints. And a particular welcome this morning to our recently retired Archdeacon, Roderick West, and his wife, Joan, who have come to live in the community here in Annahilt. We are delighted to have them with us and wish them both well following Roderick's retirement. And as always, a great pleasure to have Lord and Lady Eames with us and any others who are visitors here this morning. Our service is the order of Holy Communion, beginning with the opening greeting on page 201. Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ be with you all.
And also with you.
The righteous will be remembered forever. The memory of the righteous is a blessing. Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hidden, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name, through Christ our Lord. Amen. We turn to the full form of the Ten Commandments. commandments. Page 222. Hear these commandments which God has given to his people and take them to heart. I am the Lord your God. You shall have no other God but me. You shall not make for yourself any idol. You shall not dishonor the name of the Lord your God. Remember the Lord's day and keep it holy. Honor your father and your mother. You shall not commit murder. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not be a false witness. You shall not covet anything which belongs to your neighbor. Lord, have mercy on us. Guide me in our hearts. We follow the Saints' Day's Penitential Kyries on page 234. Lord, you are gracious and compassionate. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
You are loving to all, and your mercy is over all your creation. Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Your faithful servants bless your name and speak of the glory of your kingdom.
Lord,
have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
We sing the Gloria on page 203.
Glory to God in the
union and fellowship in the mystical body of your Son, Christ our Lord. Grant us grace so to follow your blessed saints in all virtuous and godly living, that we may come to those inexpressible joys that you have prepared for those who love you, through Jesus Christ our Lord.
The epistle is from the Revelation of St. John the Divine, chapter 7, beginning at verse 9. After this I looked, and there was a great multitude, that no one could count, from every nation, from all tribes and peoples and languages, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, robed in white with palm branches in their hands. They cried out in a loud voice, saying, "Salvation belongs to our God, who is seated on the throne, and to the Lamb." And all the angels stood around the throne, and around the elders, and the four living creatures. And they fell on their faces before the throne, and worshipped God, singing, "Amen, blessing, and glory, and wisdom, and thanksgiving, and honor, and power, and might be to our God forever and ever. Amen." Then one of the elders addressed me, saying, "Who are these, robed in white, and where have they come from?" I said to him, "Sir, you are the one that knows." Then he said to me, "These are they who have come out of the great ordeal. They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. For this reason, they are before the throne of God and worship him day and night within his temple. And the one who is seated on the throne will shelter them. They will hunger no more and thirst no more. The sun will not strike them, nor any scorching heat. For the Lamb at the center of the throne will be their shepherd, and he will guide them to springs of the water of life, and God will wipe away every tear from their eyes." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. The gradual hymn, after which anyone attending Sunday school may withdraw, on the sheet provided, "For Those We Love Within the Veil."
For those we love within the veil. Hear the gospel of our Saviour Christ according to St. Matthew, chapter 5, beginning at verse 1.
Glory to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
When Jesus saw the crowds, he went up the mountain. And after he sat down, his disciples came to him. Then he began to speak and taught them, saying, Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will receive mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when people revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven, for in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
May the words of my mouth and the thoughts of each one of our hearts be now and always well-pleasing in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Who then are these, robed in white, and where have they come from? What does it mean to be a saint? We have just heard from the Sermon on the Mount Jesus' instructions for enabling us to recognize the saints when we hear or see them. That sermon, sometimes treated as though it can be extracted from the Bible and read as a discrete set of laws, is, however, not an optional extra. It's not be baptized and then try to follow this rather impossible set of rules. Rather, it is a description of the church in the world. So, be baptized and find yourselves among a group of people who look, and that is putting it politely, mildly peculiar. Find yourselves among a group of people who shape their communities around the mourners, the merciful, and the meek. The sermon directs us straight to Jesus Christ, for it is preached by God's Son. Unless we are conformed to Christ, we will struggle to hear it and interpret it. Perhaps we would prefer Jesus to say, Blessed are the compromised, or blessed are the messy. And blessed are the people who will struggle to make it through the day. But perhaps frustratingly for some, instead we have, blessed are the meek. So, what are we to do? Jesus doesn't address us in the sermon as individuals, but speaks to us here at the Church of the Ascension as a community. He tells us what we already know, that we cannot exist without one another. We're not all expected to be meek, or poor in spirit, or persecuted, or peacemakers. But if none of us is, then we're no longer the church, Jesus seems to say. These qualities can only be found in community. One cannot try to be poor and spirit or to be meek. They are gifts that are to be found in followers of Christ, because Christ himself embodied them. And when we put on Christ, we will discover in our midst those who are pure in heart. We will glimpse a world that is turned upside down, and a church that contains some people who'd never be recognized as valuable by the world. The Sermon on the Mount, then, is not a call for heroes in a culture that desires a quick fix. How we long for heroes to rescue us from the relentless new cycle of conflict, of terrorism, and famine, and war, and abuse, and coronavirus. Heroes are solitary and often autonomous figures who can save the world only through their unique superpowers. They are watched and judged and cannot afford to make mistakes. Saints, by contrast, always appear in the New Testament in the plural. They've no need to be the center of the story because Christ plays that role. If the saint fails, then there is always the possibility of repentance, of forgiveness, and of reconciliation. Perhaps we'd prefer heroes and heroines and bravery and valor and conquest and victory. But saints know they cannot achieve salvation by their own efforts. But I wonder, when we discover the saints are sometimes as imperfect as us, are we perhaps disappointed? If they can't do it, how is there any hope for you and me, we might ask. It's tempting to airbrush the saints to a state of perfection, but that leads to idolatry. It is easy to idolize the people that we don't have to live with, who don't sulk or nag or leave socks on the floor. Today we observe the festival of all the saints because, under the Roman persecution of Diocletian, so many Christians were martyred that there just weren't enough days to observe each of them. Eventually, the feast was expanded to include all saints, whether martyrs or not. We invoke the prayers of the saints because the church is confident that they have attained fullness of vision in God. We recognize that some people make good in ways that most of us will not. These people we call the church triumphant, but interestingly, they have always emerged from local congregations of Christians. Congregations like this one. Saints then are recognized, not created. The prayer book reminds Anglicans to recognize saints. Hear what St. Paul says, hear what St. John says. Not because these people were sinless, but because their lives were especially oriented to Christ. So we have, if you like, the official saints, but can we call all Christians saints? We can, and we can describe ourselves as the church militant. Not because we're ferocious, but because we labor to follow Christ. The church militant is all of the baptized. It's all of us who are in the process of becoming saints. For, as John puts it, we are children of God now. What we will be has not yet been revealed. Being God's children, we are friends of God. So, some are formally canonized, but some are not, and are seen as the person in the pew over there, or maybe over there. And one is the person you know, who perhaps called you a taxi when you needed to go to hospital, and another, the person who listened on the other end of the phone when you needed help. What makes a saint is not total freedom from sin, but a life lived in devotion to God. We are called to imitate their virtues, but not necessarily to reproduce their actions. Christians can rejoice, for we are called to be saints, and thus freed from the burden of heroism and the impossibility of being angels. We know that life in Christ won't always be easy, but it will be full of hope because we trusted that Christ will guide us to the springs of eternal life, where eventually God will wipe away every tear from our eyes. Who then are these, robed in white, and where have they come from? These are God's people, the saints, whom Christ has called through baptism to participate in his life and feast at the divine banquet. They are us, and we have come from every tribe and tongue and nation to gather in his name. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We affirm the faith of the Church, militant here on earth and triumphant in heaven, as we say the Nicene Creed on page 205. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary, and was made man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day he rose again, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven, and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic Church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and we look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Let us pray. God has raised Jesus Christ to sit at his right hand. Let us therefore pray to our Father in heaven through his Son for all the world, and remember all the saints. O God, Heavenly Father, we thank you today for calling us your saints. In spite of our unholy lives, you look at us and see Jesus' perfect life and death covering ours.
We thank you for this grace, the grace we received when we were baptized. Lord, in your mercy. Thank you for every Christian who has helped us on our journey and encouraged us to keep believing when we felt like giving up. Thank you for all those who taught us the faith. Thank you for those who made the ultimate sacrifice of their lives to ensure others could hear of your love in Christ. Lord, in your mercy. We remember the saints in heaven, thanking you for releasing them from the burden of sin and death in this life and for keeping your promise to them. We especially remember those from our parish who have passed away during the past year. Elizabeth Halliday, Bassett Morbud, Ida Rowlett, and Priscilla Lester. Give comfort to all those who grieve over loved ones no longer with us on earth. Give them the hope only your word can offer to us. Lord, in your mercy. We pray for your church on earth, that it may remain faithful to the apostles' teaching and that it will strive for unity. We pray for all Christians, especially those under persecution, that they may imitate the martyrs in bold witness to the gospel. We pray also for those who are not yet part of your church or for those who have left it, asking your Spirit to convince them of your love for them in Jesus. Lord, in your mercy. Bring peace to those nations in conflict and where there is political instability or uncertainty, remembering in particular Gaza. Give relief to those injured and bereaved victims there, and also in Nepal following the earthquake over the weekend. Protect those who remain fearful of coronavirus and give them hope. Move those with plenty to share with those who have little. Help all people to love their neighbor as themselves. Lord, in your mercy. God of life, we give thanks for the love you have shown to the world through all your saints. And we celebrate our continuing communion with them whenever we worship. Keep us looking to Jesus and help us to keep giving a clear witness to him, living the holy lives you have called us to live by the power of the Holy Spirit. Accept our prayers through Jesus Christ our Lord, who taught us to pray, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. We do not presume to come to this your table, merciful Lord, trusting in our own righteousness, but in your manifold and great mercies. We are not worthy so much as to gather up the crumbs under your table, but you are the same Lord whose nature is always to have mercy. Grant us therefore, gracious Lord, so to eat the flesh of your dear Son, Jesus Christ, and to drink his blood, that our sinful bodies may be made clean by his body, and our souls washed through his most precious blood, and that we may evermore dwell in him, and he in us. Amen. We are fellow citizens with the saints and of the household of God through Christ our Lord, who came and preached peace to those who were far off and those who were near. The peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with you.
Today there is a further chance to contribute to the offering in favor of those suffering following all that is happening in Gaza. As I've mentioned before, this is a response above politics, based very much on helping the human tragedy taking place there. Give the Lord the glory due to his name. Enter his courts with an offering. The offertory hymn 459, we omit verses 4, 5, and 6.
From their lives, we may be thy friends.
Christ our Passover has been sacrificed for us. We follow the First Communion prayer on page 209. At the appropriate time, the words of the Holy, Holy, Holy may be found in the inset at the back of the prayer book. Let us pray. The Lord is here. Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. Father, almighty and ever-living God, at all times and in all places, it is right to give you thanks and praise. In the saints, you have given us an example of godly living, that rejoicing in their fellowship, we may run with perseverance the race that is set before us, and with them receive the unfading crown of glory. And so with all your people, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we proclaim your great and glorious name, forever praising you and singing. You made us in your own image. Male and female, you created us. Even when we turned away from you, you never ceased to care for us. But in your love and mercy, you freed us from the slavery of sin, giving your only begotten Son to become man and suffer death on the cross to redeem us. He made there the one complete and all-sufficient sacrifice for the sins of the whole world. He instituted and in his holy gospel commanded us to continue a perpetual memory of his precious death until he comes again. On the night that he was betrayed, he took bread. And when he had given thanks to you, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take, eat, this is my body which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, after supper, he took the cup. And when he had given thanks to you, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink this, all of you, for this is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." Therefore, Father, with this bread and this cup we do as Christ your Son commanded. We remember his passion and death. We celebrate his resurrection and ascension, and we look for the coming of his kingdom. Accept through him, our great high priest, this our sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving, And as we eat and drink these holy gifts, grant by the power of the life-giving Spirit that we may be made one in your holy church and partakers of the body and blood of your Son, that he may dwell in us and we in him. Through the same Jesus Christ our Lord, by whom and with whom and in whom, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honor and glory are yours, Almighty Father, forever and ever. Amen. The bread which we break is a sharing in the body of Christ. Draw near with faith, receive the body of our Lord Jesus Christ, which he gave for you, and his blood which he shed for you. Remember that he died for you, and feed on him in your hearts by faith with thanksgiving. Body of Christ to keep you in eternal life. The blood of Christ keep you in eternal life. God, the source of all holiness and giver of all good things, may we who have shared at this table as strangers and pilgrims here on earth be welcomed with all your saints to the heavenly feast on the day of your kingdom, through Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
Almighty God,
we
thank you for feeding us with the spiritual food of the body and blood of your Son, Jesus Christ, when we offer you our souls and bodies to be a living sacrifice, then and now, to live and work to your praise and glory. God give you grace to share the inheritance of all his saints in glory, and the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you and remain with you always. I first of all thank all those who were involved in organizing and indeed supporting the parish quiz last Thursday evening. I am delighted to say that to date some £353 has been raised. Tomorrow night, Monday, a meeting of the Select Vestry in the hall at 7:30. On Wednesday evening, a meeting of the Christmas Fair Organising Committee that will take place in the rectory at 8 o'clock. And on Wednesday and Saturday evening, the bowling club will meet in the hall at 8 o'clock. Sunday next is Remembrance Sunday. At 10 o'clock, there will be the customary act of remembrance and service of morning prayer, with the loose collection next Sunday being in favour of the Poppy Appeal. And if I can remind you, there are poppies on the table at the back of the church if you would wish to take one. Looking a little bit further ahead, our annual Christmas fair will take place in the parochial hall on Friday, the 24th of this month. If I may, even at this early stage, make the usual appeal for donations of home baking and preserves, bottles and other items suitable for a tombola at all, new toys, books in good condition, and other sellable items in relation to Christmas. They would be very much appreciated. They may be left here in church next Sunday and on the following Sunday, or at the hall the night before the fair. And the food bank which we support, they will shortly be making up hampers for Christmas, and our parish has been asked to donate bottles of Schlur and small selection boxes. Again, these may be left in church over these coming Sundays or in the hall on Tuesday, the 28th of November, from 7 to 7:30. As I mentioned, next Sunday is Remembrance Sunday, so there will not be a family service next Sunday, but there will be morning coffee and light refreshments in the hall afterwards. The recessional hymn 670, Jerusalem the Golden. in peace to love and serve the Lord.